When automobiles were first introduced in India, along with the car, used to get the driver. So once there was a very famous Nawab, a multi-millionaire, and he bought a very expensive car. So along with the car, he got a driver. And he told his driver that I want to take my Begum Sahiba, my wife, for shopping. So please get the car. So the driver tells the Nawab that the car is not in working condition. And the Nawab, he gets angry on the driver. And the driver tells the Nawab, in order to get the car into working condition, I require 30 kgs of pure ghee, 40 kgs of pure honey, and 50 liters of milk in order to get the car into working condition. So the Nawab provides it to the driver and the car is in working condition. I'm asking the question that today, if your driver, if he tells you that he requires 30 kgs of pure honey, 40 kgs of pure ghee, and 50 liters of milk in order to get the car into working condition, what will you do? Will you give it to him? You will kick him out of the job because you know that a car, it runs on gas and petrol. Though you do not know all the functions of a car, yet you know that the car, it runs on gas and petrol. And it does not run on ghee, honey, milk, etc. Therefore, if you know the basic message of our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can take us for a ride. No one can make a fool out of us.